I don't know how you can make a song that heavy be so catchy, but my God, as soon as it hits Regret Is Part of Your Name, I'm trying to stop myself from like dancing and maybe even over top of like the console. Like I don't know. It's such a fun song from Ironworks, the third Dillinger Escape Plan LP. Probably my favorite full length of theirs. I don't know. It's just such a fun like grab bag of ideas. Like they're electronic interludes and elements that actually really enhance the project instead of like dragging it down. I mean, mind you, industrial metal and industrial rock have been pretty respectable subgenres for quite some time now. But normally, when you think of in the mainstream, like electronic EDM elements in rock, it's not usually a great combo. But I think the techno, I think the elements just blended together perfectly well on that LP. And same thing for Miss Machine, although they're more apparent, I think, on Ironworks. Speaking of electronic music and electronic elements in hardcore metal music, I mean, this is a metal band, but I mean, they're definitely post-hardcore. Melt Banana just dropped a new album. It's amazing. 23 minutes of your time. Absolutely a lot of fun. 3 + 5. Here is the track Scar. We'll be right back.
she opens her mouth, his voice comes out. It's so loud. She's not an angel, but they paint her like a devil. And then she worries she's the one to blame. They won't let up until she's totally filled with doubt. Break down, break down. It's not enough to make it out alive. Alive. It's not a set, I'm not a calculated takedown. It's not a word she just throws around. This is a symptom. She's collateral damage. It's a symptom. Collateral damage.
Symptom.
All right, we're cutting it a little bit close right now, but I don't suppose setting up one last song could really hurt. And I'm going to be completely frank here. I just looked up Canadian noise rock because it's a really interesting scene I want to get more into. And on Bandcamp, I discovered this group called Cell Press, and already they've kind of caught my eye. They're Montreal-based. They have this very evocative, almost expressionist artwork of this man who's just beaten down in a straitjacket, and it's really got me interested in what the music's going to sound like. So, it's again, first time listening, and Cell Presses with Adult Baptisms. After this, I think it's adios for now. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, and those who don't ascribe to the binary, or like both.
The dream is over.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.